The Federal Communications Commission is set to vote this Monday on one of the biggest changes of rules in decades. The changes could allow broadcasting and publishing companies to amass more stations in many markets. In the third part of Morning Edition's series examining the issue, NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with FCC Chairman Michael Powell.
Currently, the biggest players in network broadcasting, free over-the-air TV, are Viacom, Disney, General Electric, and News Corp. And they have been asking the FCC to let them buy more local television stations. Michael Powell says he thinks loosening that rule and others on media ownership would be good for the American public.
Well, I think there are extraordinary amount of benefits because the exercise that we have engaged in is not to loosen them for their own sake. It's a recognition, particularly since Congress has directed us to make sure that the rules are reflective of the modern media marketplace. And most of the rules that we are giving serious consideration to here have been around for 30 or 40 years. Many of them predate the advent of cable television. They certainly predate the invention of VCRs, DVDs, the Internet. And so free over-the-air TV and radio is a precious service to the American public. And if all the pay television and pay commercial services become dominant, I think we really run the risk that quality program leaves free television and finds its way into cable. And I think consumers shouldn't have to have $60 to $80 a month to see a sports season or to see important dramas or news events. So I think that's a simple answer to why the consumer will benefit, because if we fail in our task, I think free over-the-air TV will be in significant trouble over the long term.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but AOL, Time Warner, Disney, Fox, they don't seem to be struggling along.
You know, it's interesting. They're big companies, but I don't think they're as well off as people think. And by the way, I would like to make clear, you know, it's not our exercise to make them profitable. That by no means is any consideration of ours. But I think the more important statistics is audience fragmentation. Free over-the-air television, for example, used to command somewhere near 80% of the primetime viewing audience. Today, they command less than 50% of that audience. This year, for the first time in history, cable television exceeded the primetime television advertising share. So what's really happening is consumers have so many more choices that it's becoming harder and harder to compete for the attention of those consumers.
But your choice, or the FCC's choice, is to allow bigger companies to own more. Let's look at radio. 6 years ago, a similar loosening of ownership rules led to massive consolidation of commercial radio. Clear Channel Communications, Texas-based, it shot up from owning something like 36 stations to around 1,200. And it was accompanied by a massive drop-off in locally produced news. Why wouldn't something very similar to this happen to local television?
First of all, I think it's important to discuss the premise. Let's be clear. There are 16,000 radio stations in the United States. Clear Channel may be a problem, but it is the only station of all of them that are anywhere near those numbers. I think the important point I'd like to make is whether it's television or radio, the commission's doing the same thing, which is it's trying to find the balance in the modern media marketplace between rules that do restrict ownership in a way that doesn't allow the public interest harms to accrue, but also allow the public interest benefits to flourish. Now, people can debate where you draw that line, but that's what difficult task falls to us. I'm not pro-consolidation by any means for its own sake. But I do think consolidation can either be bad for consumers or good for consumers, depending on the circumstances. And that's what really we're trying to work through on June 2nd.
Let's talk for a moment about public trust. And that is the notion that this business must also serve the public and inform the public. Are we, in your opinion, moving away from that traditional bedrock concept?
You know, this is actually an outstanding question. I think people don't really understand. You hear a lot about people believe that the public owns the airwaves and the public interest model, which I subscribe to 100%. But I think what's happening is increasingly your small town broadcaster is finding himself literally competing with the Sopranos on Sunday night on cable, competing with ESPN and the NBA basketball season on cable. And more and more of those consumers are choosing to pay for that medium in order to get that diversity rather than television. One response of the free over-the-air folks is that they try to increase their ownership because it's a way of increasing capacity and that they have more to program that'll give them a better competitive opportunity against the other entities.
The big concern is that the alternative to cable would be local outlets owned by mega corporations presenting a national-based agenda.
Well, I just happen to disagree with that. I think that we're too facile on the assumption that a company that's a corporate-owned entity, by the way, that has a fiduciary duty to maximize returns for shareholders, if a television station is here in my local community and there are issues of local concern that are of interest to the community, I think there are dynamics which will stimulate the production of that programming. I think in some ways the evidence is in what we see in the news. Most television stations are very anxious to have local news, often carry the program 3, 4, or 5 times a day. It is, by the way, the highest advertising-rated program in a local market because it's profitable.
3 of the 5 members of the FCC, including Chairman Michael Powell, are Republicans. But Powell says there are a number of issues and they are complex, so even he can't predict how the commission will vote. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.